One. Hello, and thank you for being with us, Mr. Walsh. The first question I'd like to ask you is, can you describe to us why these safety measures were so necessary to this road and to the community?
Yeah, well, look, Joshua, this has been an issue for many, many years. Indeed, there has been many accidents at this corner. It's on the Sligo Road outside Ballatadare, the national road, the N59. And effectively, it has now become an accident black spot. So I suppose this is something that I've raised over the last 2.5 years. And I'm delighted with the response from Transport Infrastructure Ireland and the regional design team that they hope that they will have improved safety signage on the corner by the end of the summer. So that's very, very welcome. This has been pushed, I suppose, for some time with the local community also, who have raised this issue. As I said, there have been many, many people hurt at this particular stretch of road or bend. It's a really sharp corner heading out towards Sligo or coming into Ballatadare from the Sligo side at Ballydrehead. And I'm delighted that TII have come back with a favourable response to the many, many motions and many, many emails effectively. So it's good news.
And you said there about working with the community. What were the steps that you endeavoured to take to get the road?
Well, look, this has been raised by many people now in the Ballatadare community. It's an extremely busy stretch of road. And once a road is dangerous with effectively a very sharp bend on the approach to a satellite town, effectively, I've had numerous notices of motion down on this matter at the Sligo Drumcliff municipal area, and supported by Councillor Gilroy, who raised the matter also recently. So TII have confirmed that new chevron signage will be in place this year, and it has been submitted for the possibility of a larger scheme, so a road safety improvement scheme in 2026.
Now, do you think adding the chevron signs is enough, or are you seeking further safety measures in the future? You mentioned wanting to be part of a larger plan there. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so as I've outlined, this is the first step. I suppose it's really difficult to get any work done on a national road because effectively those national roads and routes are managed by Transport Infrastructure Ireland and not Sligo County Council. So TII have confirmed that they will be installing the chevrons at the bend towards the end of the summer and going forward. This scheme will be looked at for the possibility of what's called a road safety improvement scheme, which will require a number of reports and audits at the piece of ground in question, and may be nominated to progress this in that scheme as part of a national budget. And so I suppose out of the reports and audits, that corner may have to be taken out, or there may be something more subtle that can be done.
All right.
But we all know, both in the local community and inside the County Council, that this is an extremely dangerous piece of road.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with me, for chatting with me.